Last week, I was delighted to be joined by Aoife Prendergast for the launch of the AIB, GAA, LGFA and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. This season marks AIB's 35th year supporting the AIB, GAA Club Championships, its 13th year of backing the AIB Camogie Club Championships and its second year sponsoring the Ladies Football Club Championships. Aoife, thanks a million for joining me. I suppose firstly I have to ask, you know, this sort of rivalry between Piltown and Dixborough and that senior county final, like, it's one of those things that I look at and I think it's kind of this growing rivalry as we're kind of seeing it evolve year on year. You look at the last seven county finals, you know, that you've been involved in, you know, four of them have included Piltown and they got the better of you last year, but you came out this year in the same venue against the same opponents. What do you think worked for you differently this time around?
Yeah, look, as you said, there's huge rivalry there between ourselves and Piltown. We probably get the best out of each other, to be honest. Every day that we're facing Piltown or they're facing us, we know that's going to be a huge battle, a huge physical battle as well. But yeah, last year, look, we were hugely disappointed with the result. Piltown were deserving champions last year, but we knew that we had to really bring a big team performance this year. And, you know, from 1:15, the subs coming on, even the subs that didn't come on, they still had a part to play, whether that be in the warm-up, driving everyone on. You could hear them in the stand. And I think that's what really stood to us this year, the whole collective performance that we had.
Mm-hmm. I know you've obviously been on the end of winning a lot of, you know, senior championships in Kilkenny, but then the next year kind of ends up going to another opposition and then you maybe bring it back. How big of an obstacle do you think it'll be? I know you're probably not even thinking about it at this stage, but next year looking at retaining the title, is that a huge mental factor for your team to try and get over?
Yeah, look, we haven't looked at that, but our captain Orla Hanrick, she calls us an odd bunch because we seem to win every odd year, but yeah, look, we laugh and we joke about it, but I'm sure this time next year we'll be taking it very serious. And yeah, we will have to get over the mental challenge of it, that it definitely will bring.
When you look at like that celebrations, obviously at the end of that match, you're obviously delighted to get over the line. It was a difficult contest, but how much can you realistically celebrate knowing that Burr are so closely on the horizon?
Yeah, look, we celebrated very well when that final whistle went. I said it after the match, like, you know, some matches it takes time to sink in, but I feel like the minute that final whistle went, we celebrated and, you know, we knew that we'd got over the line and we knew how much it meant to us. So look, yeah, we celebrate, but look, focus turns to Burr now. I'm sure our management are already doing their homework and, you know, they've already told us that we have to refocus now and that we have to focus on the next challenge.
Does your training setup change, I suppose, when you're coming into the week of a Leinster Championship game, or like, do you take a bit more rest after that initial county championship final, or how does that work?
No, look, we just had the Tuesday night off training, so we had last night off, and then we're back training then as normal from that. So we had one night off. They were good to us that way, just to rest, recover, and, you know, get ourselves refocused again. But they were still sending messages into the group and making sure that we were focused and that we knew that there's a huge challenge ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Is there much, I suppose, pressure internally, I suppose, for yourselves to kind of replicate that success from 2023, obviously beating St Vincent's in the Leinster final and then Sarsfields in the All-Ireland final? Does that weigh heavily on your minds, or do you kind of approach it from a completely separate standpoint?
No, I don't think so anyway. Look, we were full of excitement after getting over the county, and now our focus turns to Leinster, so we have to focus again one match at a time, and I think that's the frame of mind that we have within our camp, so we're not looking too far ahead. And, you know, we know that there's going to be huge challenges in front of us, and if we look too far past those challenges, we won't even get there. So you have to take a match by match, game by game, and I think credit to our management team, they have us well set for that.
I suppose I want to equally touch on the fact that in 2022, obviously with Kilkenny, you kind of captured them to that All-Ireland glory as well on the inter-county scene. You know, when you look back at those times and you look at Kilkenny in transition now, is there an element for you that is kind of just chasing to get back to that area, or are you kind of relishing in the opportunity to try a few new things, see more new players coming in and kind of seeing that development as it goes along?
No, look, I know that the last few years probably hasn't turned out as well as we hoped. But every year we go out, we don't go out with the frame of mind that, look, we're in transition. We can't use that as an excuse. We have to just go out with the frame of mind as if we have a fresh bunch of players, and other girls have to stand up, and we have to lead from the front. So no, we don't even focus on that within our camp ourselves. I know there's a lot of talk about it outside the camp, but when we're in that Kilkenny setup, we're driving for that success year after year.
When you look at, I suppose, your difference in playing on inter-county level and then going to club level, for you, when you're lining out for your club, does it feel a lot more intimate, those victories, I suppose, because it's in such a small locality? Or does it feel almost, when you get to those grander stages of the end of the Leinsters or the All-Ireland, that you're kind of almost feeling that same inter-county sort of level of influence on it?
Yeah, look, it's a huge honour to play with your county, and it's even a bigger honour to captain your county. But your club is probably where you start, and it's going to be where you end your career. So I think a club success comes a little bit sweeter. But no, I'd never take away from playing with my county, especially Kilkenny. It's hugely competitive county, and it's a great honour to play there as well. So yeah, look, any success that you get, whether it's with club or with county, you'll cherish it. So
If you look back, I suppose I want to focus on again that sort of 2022, 2023 year is kind of the element where, I suppose, where you're kind of coming from is kind of the peak of that element, and you're kind of following up on that now. If you were to, suppose, and obviously it's a long way away, but if you were to retire tomorrow, would you be happy with having achieved what you've achieved so far? Would you want to go even further and get more?
Look, you're always chasing success, aren't you? But I think it's not until your career finishes that you look back and be really grateful for what you have. And look, there's so many girls out there that love to have the titles that I have with Kilkenny, or I have with my club, and other few girls have the same. So no, I'm very grateful for what I have. But when you're still playing, you're still chasing that success, and you'd love to get more.
Do you find yourself, I suppose, as you're progressing as a player, you turn more into a mentor role for a lot of those younger players coming into both, I suppose, your own club and then on top of that, the inter-county level?
Yeah, look, I'm a teacher in Colashmura and Johnstown, and you're coaching out there, and I do love the coaching aspect of it as well. So yeah, look, you'd hope that younger girls be learning something from you, whether that be a learning curve on what not to do or what to do. But yeah, you'd hope that you'd be bringing something to their game too.
And do you think coaching is something you'd want to, I suppose, dive a bit more further into once you, I suppose, hang up your boots at inter-county level?
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, I really enjoy the coaching aspect of it too. Manager role now, I mightn't be able to fill those boots now, but no, I do like the coaching aspect. You probably don't have to make as big of calls as managers do, but no, I enjoy the coaching aspect of it. Yeah.
What are the students like in the school? If you went in and you won a match the weekend, or if you lost the match the weekend, would they be all talking to you about it?
Yeah, they would. Yeah, they're great supporters, so they are. They'll always be encouraging you, saying, wishing you the best of luck, and then when you come into school the following Monday, they'll be congratulating you. Or sometimes you might get a message on Teams beforehand, before you're even in the school. So no, they're great supporters, and yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Aoife Prendergast, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Vinny. Thanks, Mark.